review, quickly going through it, the Bible not only provides us what we need to protect us from others and for us to help others, but for us to first check and help us first. If I am being a fool, I can't help somebody else who's being a fool. And that's why I need to check myself to make sure I am not. I think sometimes as Christians, we tend to do foolish things and don't realize it. So that's what this is doing, is revealing when it's a fool, when it's not. We had to realize never to label somebody a fool on our own. In fact, he said is in danger of hellfire is what it said. However, though I'm never to call somebody blatantly a fool, I must recognize a fool, even if the fool is me. And that's what the Bible is showing us. So we got some characteristics of it. We realize that fools are incapable of having wise conversations. Fools walk blindly. And what it means when it says walk blindly, you hear them. Usually every Christian should be able to ask the Christian, why did you do what you did? And if my answer is not a biblical answer, I'm walking blind, which in turn makes me a fool. In a nutshell, fools are very dangerous because fools do things based off of the other senses other than the only sense of faith. Keep that in mind. Fools' purpose display their disbelief in God. Okay, you'll listen to a fool and you'll hear them talk about, I wanted to be happy, I deserved my outcome. It won't be to glorify God. That should be everybody. If you're a Christian, your answer for everything should be to glorify God. So in your kids, why'd you raise your kids? To glorify God. When you get married, why'd you get married? To glorify God. And I know some may even sit there and go, well, I don't say that. And that's what we have to really look at, because our goal for everything should be to glorify God. So we must redirect them from their foolishness. We should never argue or go against them or fight with them or whatever in their foolishness. That's called a debate. That's just me trying to get them to see my foolish way versus them seeing them in their foolish way. Okay. So what defines a fool or foolishness? First of all, focusing on their perception. Focusing on their perception and become angry when you do not. They follow self-wisdom. And fools live in fairy tales as if it's reality. Fools work harder, not smarter. Fools provoke instead of speaking knowledge. Okay, so you see some of those basic things that we've seen. And I think Deacon Vic, he was asking me if I was recording or not, because remember we forgot one time, so I'm glad he caught it. So yelling and over talking instead of conversation. Fools are easily swayed because they believe anything. Fools do not assess situation and pay for it. In other words, they mistake foolishness for fearlessness. That's a very common practice that has been used in many churches. They'll make people just do stuff and they'll say, don't worry, God will. And you have Christians that did some money things and lost a lot of money, got into relationships and did some really bad things, calling it a step out on faith, while in reality, it was a step out on foolishness. And the difference is the Bible gives us wisdom. He tells us to assess the situation. And that's why I tell some Christians when they do that fearlessness, when they go, I'm not scared and God's going to and God's not going to, then if your faith is that way, how come I don't see you just walking out in traffic, walking off of a ledge? You know what I mean? Going and messing with a lion. You know what I mean? Doing things. Why are you more cautious with certain things, but you play that game on other things? Why? Because you, in your wisdom, you know, well, if I go walk in the middle of the street, I may get hit by a car. But won't your faith save you? And that's where we get confused. We get confused because we start redefining faith instead of realizing, no, that what you were having was not faith. It was foolishness. Fools look at the outcome they see and not what God says. One of the worst things, especially today, that a fool has is outcome. You don't know how many times I heard a Christian say, I know the Bible says, but I did it and it worked. And they don't even catch what they said. More Christians are still doing that. They did something, seemed like it worked. They keep doing it, even though it clearly says not to. You still have to answer to an eternal, almighty God, right? Against this temporary thing that seemed like it worked out. Foolish. That's why it says his stupidity will be evident. Okay. It's not evident to us because, like I said, we tend to link on or hold on to these things. Things concerning God will not be based on God. Think about that. That's why you always tell me, hey, can you show me that in the Bible? Fools will give you stuff and they'll talk about God and they'll say things about God. And after they're done, you go, hey, where's that in the Bible? They'll tell you, well, this man wrote about it 1800 years ago, blah, blah, blah. And they'll say stuff that have nothing to do with the Bible and people will still follow it. Like the question we said earlier, there are Christians that are saying, hey, we can ignore this verse in the Bible that's clearly written in the Bible because it's pertaining to something that happened in a cultural time. Sounds brilliant. Until somebody goes, can you show me your answer in that same Bible? Well, no, really, I can't. So I stop listening to that Bible, which I can see, to listen to you off of some story you gave me. And that's what we tend to do. And there's a lot of stuff we start ignoring in the Bible based off of somebody saying, hey, you don't have to worry about that anymore. And it's foolish. I'd rather God tell me, Keith, that was cultural. And I go, I'm just out of my reverence for you, I'm following you. Then for him to go, so why did you stop doing it? Amen. When did I tell you to stop doing it? How are you going to answer him? Okay. Spreading slander is another characteristic of a fool. And I always stress, please don't mistake slander for needed warnings. Okay. Slander is when my purpose is saying something about something for just to hurt. Okay. And it better, so when it's a lie, or if I'm not sure it's the truth, that's slander. But when I tell the truth, when I know it, if my purpose is not to help, then it's slander. Okay. Keep that in mind. But there are times when you do know something and I have to warn you. There are ministers out there I have to warn you about. And that's important for me as a pastor to do that to the flock placed under my care. If I don't, and you just think, hey, I can watch this on TV and this minister said it and he's a minister, so I can follow what he says. That could be my fault because I did not warn you. Okay. Fools will find pleasure in evil instead of wisdom. You'll find them looking for things. That's where the whole itching ear thing comes from. Fools do not learn from discipline. They do not control their tongue. They speak and then they think about it. And Christians know there is one truth, while a fool will use many resources to support their claims. This is one thing. Like I said, both my grandmother and my mother-in-law used to struggle because the main thing I use is the Bible. I mean, my core thing is the Bible. But you'll get some people, and in our eyesight, if somebody came to you and they study multiple books written by multiple authors along with the Bible, it seems brilliant, doesn't it? But the rest of them are written by man. And do you see where the danger comes in? Because now we're following this aspect of man along with God. And they're caught up in their brilliance in it instead of following what God says. And as it says, fools' claims will be unsubstantiated. Because why? You're getting it from another man. And you're following men and not following God. And that's where we last left off. A lot of stuff on fools. And you see, he gives us a lot of information on fools in order for us to make sure we're following them and making sure we're not getting caught up. Love you. Wait, can everybody hear me?
I can.
Yes. Okay, good.
All right, yes. Thank you. All right, good. Thank you all. All right, so where we last left off, Proverbs, where it said fools are emotionally, no, I think that's the one. I moved my page, so. No pleasure in understanding. Where did I last leave off?
Fools are led by what he thinks more than truth, I think.
Ah. Or is it this one? Yeah, fool. Yep, beautiful. Thank you very much. And I even had the cursor there. Thank you very much. All right, so fools are led by what he thinks more than truth. Okay, beautiful. So the problem with a fool is, and here's the problem. Most fools, if we used our definition of fool, we wouldn't count some of the most brilliant people down here as fools, right? And unfortunately, some of the most brilliant people down here are fools, and they grow more in their understanding and their education and their experience. And as it says in Proverbs 18, verse 2, it says, a fool finds no pleasure in understanding, but delights in airing his own opinions. So you usually get those that are so brilliant, they'll want to make sure you know how brilliant they are, and they're going further away from God. You'll find the most truly and godly brilliant people are the ones that want to learn and want to learn from God. They'll always want to hear when it's being taught from God, and they'll make sure they check when it's from God. That's wise. That's showing wisdom. But when somebody wants to display the stuff that they know all the time, it's a great sign of a fool because they're so puffed up in what they think they know. It says in Ecclesiastes 10, 12 through 14, words from a wise man's mouth are gracious, but a fool is consumed by his own lips. At the beginning, his words are folly. At the end, they are wicked madness. And a fool multiplies words. No one knows what is coming. Who can tell him what happened after him? Now, what this whole thing is showing us is the chaos that happens with fools. The problem is we hear that, but we don't really get that because it's more common for that. Foolish talk is more common today than wisdom. Because wisdom would be a lot more quick to listen, slow to speak. It would be a lot less emotion. You get this? You know what I mean? It would be a lot more, let me look into it. A lot less, let me put across how I see it or how I feel about it. Okay? And that's not what happens today. People have to get their input. I mean, now, one thing, I'm not going to be one of those that's going to just bash social media because I don't think it's a bad thing. I think people use it for bad. It's just another form of communication which allows communication to be spread further and faster. With that said, I think people use it at times foolishly. And they show how foolish they can be. So you get all these experts, and I go through a lot of videos, and I may see a lot of people speaking, and it blows my mind on how people think and how brilliant they think they are. And we see it in the political realm. I think both sides think they're very brilliant in every issue and how they're going to solve all problems. And we become foolish because we take sides, we take these videos, we take certain things, and it becomes a problem. So this probably doesn't seem as chaotic as it really is because it's so common. A fool trusts in self. Now, please understand what this is saying. In Proverbs 28, verse 26, it says, he who trusts in himself is a fool. Okay? But he who walks in wisdom is kept safe. Now, what does it mean to trust in self? Now, of course, when I just think if I agree with it, then it's right, that's a fool. But here's the other form. If I hear, like, let's say you're preaching something to me, and I'm okay with it, and that's what makes me accept it, I'm still a fool. Y'all get this? That's why the Bereans were called more noble, because they checked the word to see if what Paul was telling was true. So the word checks the word. Did y'all get this? Not, hey, I was okay with that. You know, there are many times you hear somebody when they go to hear a sermon, and they'll come back and say, man, they really preached the word. Well, did you check it? How do you know they preached the word? Unless you already know, hey, the word all says this, and that's what they said. Or were you just in agreement with it? And unfortunately, it puts you in the category of being a fool. That's why it says, but he who walks in wisdom is kept safe. Right? I don't care how smart I think I am. Many times I've heard sermons and I'm sitting there going, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But at that moment, I'm a fool until I go, but let me check it. And then I take it and I check it many times over and over again. I will go, oh, no, that's wrong. Or that's backwards. Or this way. And I always tell y'all, please check me. Because I don't want y'all to just take my word for it. I want to make sure you're taking the word for it. Do you understand? It says, we are commanded not to trust in man at all. Believe it or not. It says in Psalms 146:3, it says, do not put your trust in princes. And that's talking about government of men. He's like, don't trust in them. Do not trust them. In mortal men who cannot save. He was like, don't trust in these princes who are nothing but a group of men, and they can't save you eternally. That's why we said, I don't care who we vote in office, we're still in danger if we don't have the Lord. And we're not ministering to people to build a better human government, because human government is very temporary. And what God is showing us from the time of the beginning, and that's what he was saying when, you know, it's going to come to a point. Remember when the Tower of Babel happened? If you remember, as God was stating, there's going to come a time where there will be nothing that they can't do. He was not saying it in a sense of, oh, man, they're going to take over. He was basically saying man was going to destroy himself before time, you know what I mean? Before his time. So that's why he spread everybody out to kind of slow the process down, because we're still headed there. Everything we do to make things better, we're actually making it worse. Think about it. So he says, do not put your trust in princes or mortal men. There's no man, and there never has been a man other than Christ that we can say, I trust what he says. So that's why even when a person says it, including your pastor, you go, Thank you, Pastor, for that. Let me check with the one I can fully trust. I always want to be careful not to go, hey, y'all, just trust me. The only one I will accept that from is Christ, and that's who you should accept it from. Fools are emotionally driven. Emotion is a major thing today, and it's very hard to tell people not to be because we're surrounded by it. You understand? Proverbs 29:11 says, a fool gives full vent to his anger. What that means is if he's angry, you're going to get all of it. And it's almost accepted. You know what I mean? The world kind of, well, he was angry. Well, he was mad. Well, he was upset. We do it with our children. Oh, he's tired. You understand that? When a child is tired, it shouldn't be the excuse for them to be bad. It should be a thing for you to straighten them up because you know they're getting tired. You know, one thing we were always told, I don't care if you're tired or not, go ahead and act up. And what my grandmother was letting us know, you still better be responsible for you. So if you can't go take a nap, you better keep an eye on it. You know what I mean? If you can't go to sleep, we still had to be responsible. But what we have started doing more and more today is if I feel, then I react. And it's been accepted. But what he says, an opposite, but a wise man keeps himself under control. You get that? Okay, we have the ability to keep ourselves under control, but we allow our anger, our irritation, our frustration, our sadness, our anger, you know, our greed, or any other emotion that comes in, we allow it to react and we think, I should. Even to the point where today, we sometimes feel as though we can't control our emotions. Now, you cannot control how you feel, but you can control how your feelings affect you. God gives that to all of us. In fact, he gives that to non-Christians too. But only true Christians will choose to do it if they're truly following Christ. He also shows that in Proverbs 14:16-18. He says, a wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil. Did you catch that? Remember in Proverbs 3:5-8 where it tells us to fear God and do not be wise in your own eyes, fear God and shun evil? He's saying a wise man automatically knows this. So the first thing he's always thinking about is, I'm not going to let anything make me react against God to where I have to answer to God. He says, but a fool is hot-headed and reckless. A quick-tempered man does foolish things. Do y'all get this? And a crafty man is hated. All right. So it says, the simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. So when he's showing us that a quick-tempered man does foolish things, he's saying because he's emotionally driven. A fool is hot-headed and reckless. So he does things out of his emotions and then says sorry afterwards. With a man, it might work, but we got to answer to God. That's not going to be an excuse. Well, I just lost my temper. That's why part of the fruit when I'm being led by the Spirit is self-control. And we got to be careful. We really got to be careful. Okay? And that's why he says the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Okay. That understanding of who the prudent are the ones who take their time and do what he said in the beginning. A wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil. So you wake up in the beginning recognizing I have to answer to God. I have to answer to God. Right. In fact, some people already do that when they're at work. There's certain things you wouldn't do at work. Why not? I don't want to lose my job. Right. So how come you can control yourself for a job? Temporary, but not for God, eternal. Think about that. And it's something we miss because we allow our emotions to overtake us. We have really become such an emotional people, but I'm just letting you know that excuse will not fly at all. All right. So you got to be careful. All right. It may work with man, but it won't work with God. Fools gain wealth through wrong paths. Jeremiah 17:11 says, like a partridge that hatches eggs it did not lay is the man who gains riches by unjust means. Now, I don't know if it was the partridge I seen doing this, but there is a bird, I was watching a show not too long ago, who will take their egg and they'll go to another bird's nest and they'll kick that one of the eggs out of that bird's nest and put their egg in it for that bird to sit on their egg. Now, what kind of blows my mind, well, I mean, I know it's an animal and animals are, you know, they're off of instinct. When the bird came out of the nest, it was this huge bird compared to all the other birds. And it was taking all the food from the other birds. So the other chicks were going to die. And there's one big bird, which really wasn't the same bird. And they're saying that's what's happening. So you know, and I just wanted to kind of give y'all that science thing. Y'all can look for that for your own entertainment. But with that, he's using the same example in nature. It says, it does not lay is the man who gains riches by unjust means. Now today, gaining riches, not necessarily in line with God, are more common, and some of them are legal. That's why you better check on how are you making your money? What is it based on? But like I said, gambling in itself, if that was my way of living, I think we all agree is wrong. However, we call it honorable when I invest my money, and they're both doing the exact same thing. When I invest, I'm making a bet. You can call it what you want, but that's what I'm doing. I'm hoping it goes one way so I get more money and not goes the other way so I get less. Think about it. Okay. So he goes on and says, when his life is half gone, they will desert him. And in the end, he will prove to be a fool. So you have to understand, riches not done in the right way can end up burning us. Please be careful. Just because these experts come out and say you can do this and do that, they're telling you the legal way of doing it. There's a legal way, and then there's a godly way. There's nothing wrong with investing, okay? Just be careful on how you do it. Always check with God on everything. We did a sermon actually on how to do finances, Christian finances. I'm going to have to do that again in the future to show you the Bible, how it kind of spreads it out and explains it. But we get greedy and we want more. And there's certain things we're doing right now that's really hurting us. Be honest with you, when you don't give to the poor like they need it, when you're not giving to the church, that's an unjust gain, believe it or not. Think about it. There are just certain things we're not doing that the Bible clearly tells us that we are just kind of, well, I'm doing the best I can. We got to think about it. We're foolishly dealing with money to think we're getting more, and we're going to have to answer for it. Fools' foolishness will be their demise. Proverbs 1:32-33. So the question was asked earlier today, you know, basically when Christians and non-Christians do things outside of God, is that foolishness? And that's absolutely right. And the thing that's going to, people that are going to hell is not God sending them to hell. I know some people like say, I can't see a loving God sending people to hell. God's not sending anybody to hell. Excuse me. These people are choosing to go to hell by staying in foolishness. Okay. And Proverbs 1:32-33, it says, for the waywardness of the simple will kill them. So in other words, their ways, following their own ways instead of following the way, is a choice they made. Do y'all get this? Okay. They are choosing to do it their way. And that's why it says also, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. And that's that, like that question was asked earlier, when they just kind of, I'll do it when I'm ready or if I want to do it. It's all based on me. Now, you're the one who got yourself in the mess in the first place. And, you know, now you're going to rely on you to get you out of it. Verse 33 says, but whoever listens to me live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Now, please understand what this is saying. It didn't say your surroundings will be safe all the time. It didn't say your situation would always be easy. It didn't say you wouldn't have fearful situations. No, it says you will be in safety, right? That means I'll be safe in an unsafe situation. I'll be at ease when things are tense, right? When people are, everybody else is fearful and harm, you know, fear of harm and everything like that, harm doesn't bother me. And what I mean by that, it doesn't mean you won't get harm in a worldly sense, because there's a verse that says, do not fear the man who can kill the body, fear God who can kill the body and destroy the soul. Do y'all get this? There's another verse in Luke which said, you know, not a hair on their head will be harmed, but it also said, when you read a little earlier, some of them will die. Why? Because Christians understand the eternal life. If I end up dying in it for God, it was meant for me to do it. Oh well. Life here won't mess me up. The only thing that messes me up is if my relationship with God is wrong. I won't let stress get to me because I'm not living for down here. I'm not allowing the worry to get to me. But that's a person who listens to God. But when I'm wayward, that means I'm following my own thoughts, my own feelings, living for other things down here. My complacency, where I'm just not doing what I'm supposed to, where I apply the word when it's convenient to me, those are things that's going to destroy it. You see how much is in that one section. It's just letting us know foolishness is not 100% devoting your life to God. So now, here are the dangers of a fool and foolishness. Okay, dangers of a fool and foolishness. First of all, fool's words lead to destruction. It says in Proverbs 10:14, wise men store up knowledge, but the mouth of fools invites ruins. You'll find those who are not only in the word and studying it, they're getting understanding of it and they're applying it. Remember, because the Bible tells you as you're doing that, that builds up in you and it stores in you. So it stores knowledge. Now, I'm telling everybody this, those who are just studying, you're not storing up knowledge, you're just studying, and your brain can only hold but so much. It's the ones who apply it. And believe me, my brain even holds less than many of you out there. Not all of you out there. You know what I mean? So I know this. But the thing that keeps it where I know it is because of doing it, because the Bible tells us that. It's a getting it, understanding it, and applying it. And then it becomes part of you because you'll be living in the truth. But when it says the mouth of fools invites ruin, it's because you speak out of emotion. You speak out of ignorance. You understand that. Okay? So we got to watch what we say. Sometimes you'll hear something, you know it's wrong, and it's okay just to go, okay. You know what I mean? I'm hearing a lot of foolish words going around, people saying some things. And here's the problem. And I'm wondering if y'all felt this way. Have you ever heard somebody that you, which once again, only full respect we're supposed to have is in God. Somebody that you thought, man, this person was here and you really had the highest respect for them. Then they said something stupid. And after that, all that respect you had over the years, gone. Right? And that's common practice. And that person may never say it to you, but you've lost the respect of that person. And if you were one of the ones that were helping that person, now you're meaningless to them because you said something foolish. Think about it. Sometimes we say and we support some foolish things, and the minute you go, oh, so he's that. Oh, you understand this? Okay. And here's the problem. As a pastor, and that's why I got to be careful, and I can slip up and do that, to where somebody's allowing me to be the vessel used. But if they heard me say something stupid, now when me being used as a vessel, I become inefficient, unproductive. Why? Because you're not listening to me anymore. Why would you? Because I said that dumb thing over there. That's why it says fools love speaking nonsense. Proverbs 15:2, it says the tongue of the wise commends knowledge. They'll say things, you'll be able to see it in the Bible, it'll come together, it'll work. Praise God. Okay, that's the wise. The wise recognize how it works with God's word. It says, but the mouth of a fool gushes folly. They'll say things and you'll kind of, so what did that do? Do you understand? How's that helping anything? Where did you get that from? Oh, off the internet. That's right. Everything, every answer is on the internet. You understand that? Sometimes we say some things, you're like, come on, please stop. Nothing is gained from the fool. Proverbs 15:7 says, the lips of the wise spread knowledge, not so the hearts of the fool. Now, if you notice the speaking of the wise, just the wise speaking spreads, it does something. It gives you knowledge and understanding. When this is the hearts, which is your purpose of fools. So a lot of stuff I'm hearing, like I said, disguising itself as wise today, and people are saying some things, and there's people who are putting out these, and it's coming from all sides, believe it or not. And if you're not, once again, using God's word, you'll follow and you'll believe some of the nonsense that's out there. And it's foolish. I'm talking about foolish. I'm not saying not 100% true, but it's so meaningless. I'd rather believe in Bigfoot and UFO than some of the nonsense that's coming out. You know what I mean? And some of us do on that too, right? I mean, think about it. Some things you have no proof of or whatever, and we're now living our lives with this as a part of our lives. What are you going to say to God when he's going to go, so why are you spreading this? What would you say? Please be careful of that. Seriously. Okay. Now, if you depend on fools, you will have worthless outcomes. And that's what's happening. Like I said, you see in this political thing going on right now, and I listen to both sides and I hear the stuff, and I hear the stuff that their supporters say. And I'm hearing some foolish stuff, but I'm also watching people that are following them. And a lot of people are setting themselves up. Proverbs 26:6-11 says, like cutting off one's feet or drinking violence is the sending of a message by the hand of a fool. Did you catch that? So basically now each of these are going to show a physical example of what you're doing when you allow a fool to do something and instead of giving it somebody wise. When it says cutting off one's feet or drinking violence. You know, if you cut off your feet, you're not gonna be able to walk anymore. You're drinking violence, you're just fighting. I mean, there's nothing in there. There's no reason. You're just setting yourself up and you're probably gonna get messed up anyway. It's the same way of giving a message. If you give a fool to give a message, you already ruined the message. The vessel itself is bad, is what it's saying. It's worthless. So it could be a great message, but you'll never get it because it's in the hand of a fool. It goes on and says, like a lame man's leg that hangs limp, basically a lame man's leg doesn't work, okay, is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. So it's not what the fool is saying, it's because it's a fool that's saying it. They're going to mess it up somehow. They're going to distort it, they're going to miss something, or just from them being a fool, people won't take that serious. Told you, as a minister years ago, I remember, and the thing that he was saying was true. There was a part of this thing he was saying was true, but there were some things that he did that were just outrageous. I mean, he didn't apologize for him. He would just keep lying to protect or defend himself. So nobody really accepted what he said, even when it was right. That's what I said, the proverb in the mouth of a fool, like tying a stone in a sling, is the giving of honor to a fool. Now, why is that? Because a sling, the stone has to be free. You put it in a sling and you swing it and you throw it and the rock goes. Now, if I tie it in there, I can swing it as much as I want. The rock's not going to go anywhere. Think about it. So it's saying it's worthless, right? It's like giving honor to a fool. I think sometimes we tend to do this. When somebody does something foolish and you still try to give them, well, you did good. No. Now, I'm not saying beat up all the time. But if they did wrong, in the most gently and loving way, let them know they did wrong. Do you understand that? Don't encourage them in their foolishness. It says like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand. Now think about that, because drunks don't have control. They're out of control. So that means they're going to come with thorns all in their hands and all stabbed up because of it. Is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. It keeps going over this. It's not the proverb itself. It's the vessel that's doing it. Like an archer who wounds at random. That's just somebody who takes an arrow and just shoots it. And anybody who's in front of it is going to get shot. Is he who hires a fool or any passerby. So this also works in my life. Do you just get anybody, or do you assess people? Interview process. This even kind of puts in it on it. And somebody that's going to do your home. Somebody that's going to be in your life. People that are going to do things. If it's a fool, you're setting yourself up. You might have meant well, but was it a wise thing to do it? I've done that many times where I thought I was doing a good thing to help somebody out, probably wasn't wise in that situation, because this person is not going to make wise judgments. And now I'm putting them in a position, and now when I get hurt by it, it was my fault because I hired a fool or any passerby. In other words, without assessing them. And finally, in this one, it says, as a dog returns to his vomit, I think a lot of us know that from 2 Peter, it says at the end of it, so a fool repeats his folly, right? You'll see a fool, and after they went through something and destruction, and they go to jail for it or whatever, to come out, guess what? They do it again, thinking, I'm not going to get caught this time. We'll end on this last one, but I'm hoping you kind of see what he's saying about the fool itself, and hopefully that's not describing us. You know, with all this information that the Bible gives us, make sure it's not you. Make sure it's not you. It says, fools live in complacency and do not truly resolve issues. Ecclesiastes 4:5-6, this is the fool folds his hands and ruins himself. Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. So, so in other words, it's saying a fool, instead of realizing I have to work harder or realize I have to get a job, they'll assess the situation. Okay, like I said, I think the whole thing with this COVID came in. A lot of it came in for Christians to really show their wisdom, and what you really seen was a lot of people being fooled. They'll do stuff, and we'll even throw God in there. I'm not going to do anything, and God will protect me. I'm going to go to church without a mask or with everything, and we're all going to get together, and God will protect me. I'm going to go do this other thing, and God will protect me. Or we just disagree. Now, I'm not saying if you agree or disagree, or if you don't see it, it's out there. I'm just saying it's a foolish thing for us to just dive in something where God did not say that. If God didn't clearly say, Christians, you will not get sick in any situation, okay, then you do it because God said it. But if God did not say it, don't throw God's name in there. It then becomes foolish. Do you understand that? And then you'll have some naive people that'll go, oh, well, they're doing it, so I'm going to follow them. And let's say if it was just one person that died due to your foolishness, You have to answer to God for that. Think about that. Let us take all this in. God willing, we got this rest to finish next week, and we'll work on doing that. But the emphasis is placed on this. Like I said, it was coming from the other way of wisdom, so everybody will hopefully grasp and understand what a fool is, to make sure you're not a fool and that you're not accepting foolishness. Any questions? Amen. Once again, thank you, Deacon Vic, for letting me know. They're checking on, but what we do now is re-record. I start recording from the very beginning, so it's been recording from the beginning, and then I'll actually stop it now.